Boy, I could tell when his blood pressure's up a few points. Can't you? Here's Gruber.
It's been a few days now since Governor Whitmer gave her first State of the State address, hitting some high points, things that she wants to check off her agenda. Free college for 2 years for all kids. How we're paying for it, don't know. Infrastructure, obviously, fix the damn roads is her initiative, but how are we going to pay for that? Not clear yet. We'll learn all of that, of course, as far as the budget goes, coming up pretty soon here in the first part of March. Joining me now, though, is Rich Studley, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful name for business in Michigan. Rich, welcome back.
Morning, Steve. Happy President's Day.
And happy President's Day to you. I don't get the day off. I don't get snow days either, generally speaking. So I'm not bitter. I'm just saying.
I don't get the day off either. The chamber never sleeps.
There you go. All right, so you've had a few days, just like I have, to reflect on Governor Whitmer's first State of the State address. Some things in there that sound encouraging, but there's some things that are unknown I'm a little concerned about. What are your thoughts?
Overall, I think Governor Whitmer's first State of the State address was a good speech. When she talks about fixing the roads, the Michigan Chamber agrees. We absolutely have to take steps to repair and replace Michigan's crumbling infrastructure. When the governor talks about closing the talent gap, doing a better job, making sure that young people who graduate from high school are ready to enter the world of work, again, we agree. The governor did mention briefly auto insurance reform toward the end of her speech. I wish that she would have placed greater emphasis on that key priority. We represent 6,000 employers who employ 1 million Michigan residents. Every one of those employees and employers are a driver. The good news is this Wednesday, the Senate Banking and Insurance Committee will take further testimony on Senate Bill 1 to lower the high cost of auto insurance, and the Michigan Chamber will be there to testify in favor of that bill.
So when you look at that, that's been a conversation, as you know, Rich, has been going on for a very long time here in Michigan, because last time I looked, I believe that Michigan pays the highest auto insurance rates in the country. When my wife moved here, when Ivy moved here from Florida, one of the things that shocked her, because I couldn't believe the cost of auto insurance based compared to where she had lived in Florida and so forth. And it is shocking, but we have a system where if you get in a bad accident, you're covered for the rest of your life. What happens to that?
Well, sadly, the current system is no longer a no-fault auto insurance system. It's riddled with frivolous lawsuits. It's a serious problem in terms of fraud. We do have some of the highest auto insurance rates in the country. There are tens of thousands of Michigan motorists who can't afford to purchase insurance. If the legislature does not act this year, the system will literally collapse. Mayor Duggan from Detroit has gone to court arguing that the law should be repealed. And frankly, if the legislature doesn't act this year, I think you'll find individuals and groups like the Michigan Chamber simply withdrawing support for the system and suggesting that we go back to tort, a legal system,
right,
where you only pay if you have an accident. And that's the system in the vast majority of states.
Would you expect that if they can't find resolution, and again, this has gone on for years, Rich, as you know, Rich Studley here, president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber, would it end up as a ballot initiative? I mean, that's always a possibility, right?
There is that possibility. As you know, at the Michigan Chamber, we're not in favor of government regulation by petition drive. I think there is a difference this year in the Michigan Senate. Senate Bill 1 is the number one bill introduced in the Senate for a reason. The Senate Majority Leader and his caucus strongly in favor of real auto insurance reform this year. The sponsor, Eric Nesbitt, is a very capable and experienced legislative leader. So we're hopeful that the Senate will take action on this key legislative priority for a million Michigan motorists or more sometime this spring before they recess for spring break.
I got you. All right. So let's talk about that, the big promise of this governor. It's fix the damn roads, right? That's pretty much fix the damn roads. Okay. But how are we going to pay for that? How are we going to pay for free a college for 2 years? How do we get these things done? And we haven't seen the details in the budget, obviously, because it hasn't been put forth yet, but we'll see it here shortly. What do you think it's going to take to get the roads and the construction, the infrastructure addressed in a serious way?
Well, Steve, you're asking the questions your listeners should ask. You're asking the questions that Democrats and Republicans in the House and Senate will be asking over the next few weeks. We do believe that $1.5 billion or more and additional funding is required to fix our roads, there are three ways you can get there. You can reduce current spending, you can increase revenue, or some combination of the two. At the Michigan Chamber, we're open to reasonable increase in user fees. We continue to believe that the folks who use the roads should pay for the roads. Hopefully, we'll learn more in the governor's budget message. That will be a heavy lift. When you add to that the promise of free college education, at least in terms of associate's degrees, I think there are a lot of lawmakers and a lot of taxpayers will be watching very carefully to see how the governor proposes for paying for these policy initiatives.
Well, clearly, because it doesn't come free, although it has been pointed out to me, and I guess there's a lot of truth to this, a lot of kids leave high school now with college credits, right? Because we have programs set up in the high schools, so if you're a student that excels, you can walk out with, you know, well down the road on your way to college. I guess that program seems to work well. Maybe it's an expansion. And I guess you and I will be sitting there watching to learn ourselves, won't we?
That's correct. Early college programs in some school districts are working very well. Sadly, Steve, we've got 100,000 job openings in our state that are going vacant because in many cases, these are entry-level positions, and there are high school graduates who are not ready to enter the world of work. So I think before we start with major new spending initiatives or tax increases, we have to look very hard at the education system to improve performance. The biggest problem we have with our education system is not a lack of spending. It's a poor return on investment.
It's never been a lack of spending, and that's my argument as well, Rich. I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. Have to leave it there for today. Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Of course, we will know more when we see the budget. We'll continue to talk, though, Rich, to see where we go. You can find out more at michamber.com. That's michamber.com to find out more about the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, thank you as always.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great week.
You as well. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to stevegruber.com and clicking on the Wolverine button. You tell Paul and Dave and that team over there we've got you covered with great, clean, fresh, pure Michigan water from Wolverine. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.